Dreamscape presents The Ties That Bind by Jane Ann Krentz, narrated by Laurel Merlington. 1. She had watched him from her kitchen window for 3 mornings in a row. The routine varied little. He came out of the back door of the nearby cottage wearing a dark windbreaker, the collar pulled up against the chill of the early morning summer fog, and headed for the pebbly beach. There, he disappeared into the mist, a stark, somber figure of a man enveloped by an eerie atmosphere that somehow suited him. Shannon Rain stood at the window sipping her tea and wondered why she felt so oddly torn about introducing herself. It was a natural enough gesture to make. After all, he was a visitor here in this small community on California's rugged Mendocino coast. She was a permanent resident and his nearest neighbor. There would be nothing unusual or remarkable about simply following him down to the beach and wishing him a good morning. Then again, a lot of visitors came and went during the summer around here, drawn by the spectacular coastal scenery, the quaint Victorian architecture of the tiny towns, and the array of art galleries. Shannon reminded herself that she certainly didn't make an effort to introduce herself to all of the tourists who passed through the area. But this man was different, and it wasn't simply because he happened to be staying in the immediate vicinity. Last summer, the cottage had been filled with 2 vacationing mothers and their noisy brood of children. Shannon had had very little difficulty keeping her association with that crowd to a minimum. She was reasonably friendly by nature, but not the sort who felt compelled.